Throughout the college sports world, universities across America are exploiting athletes for billions of dollars while risking their health and education. Back in the 1980s, a quarterback from Boston College known as Doug Flutie threw a game-winning touchdown in the biggest game of the season. Following the game, the undergraduate application rates at Boston College went up by 30%, showing universities the enormous value of building a high-profile sports program. I think the craziest part of it all is how much money the schools are bringing in through the players' name without any credit to the players. Before COVID in the 2019 NCAA season, the total athletics revenue reported among all NCAA athletic departments was $18.9 billion. And how much did the athletes receive? None. Absolutely zero. That's right, while the players were playing their sport, risking injury and their education for the university, the NCAA and the university are racking up literal billions of dollars on these players. The NCAA enforces a 400-page rulebook that denies athletes the right to be paid for performance, or even, crazier in my opinion, from their own name. While a music student can, in addition to their scholarship, get paid to write a song, or an English student, along with their scholarship, get paid for writing a book, college athletes can't accept a free meal without being ruled ineligible and risking their scholarship, for example. Another example of this is when some Ohio State football players received free tattoos and cash in exchange for memorabilia, such as autographs, signed shirts, etc. The story caught national news and became known as Tattoogate, as if it was on par with other scandals. The players ended up being suspended and had to repay the value of all of the tattoos. Personally, I remember when Johnny Manziel got suspended for selling an autographed photo to a fan. The most ridiculous part to me is that the NCAA and universities are making so much money off the players and their talents, and they are denied the ability to profit off of it at all. Period. In my personal opinion, I believe that the NCAA should change their rules and allow student athletes to profit off their name at a minimum. I understand that giving players salaries on top of their scholarships may be too much. But should they really not be able to get a free meal here and there for a good game? I think they should. I believe the rule change should give college athletes more of an incentive to stay in college and finish their education instead of being one and done and leaving after a year.